I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Restoring law and order is a priority for Bangladesh's new caretaker government following last week's ouster of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Hasina fled to India after weeks of student-led protests descended into violence. Scott Clifton with Farms International says the collapse of government paved the way for chaos. Hundreds of radical Muslims raided the property of Farms' primary contact in Bangladesh and took his employees hostage. Inventory losses totaled roughly $30,000.
Our contact had his businesses completely looted, stolen livestock, stolen fish from fish ponds. That was money that was going to go to support orphans and ministry efforts.
No matter what comes next, Farms' contact and his family are trusting in God's faithful presence. Ask the Lord to deliver these believers from the hand of their enemy. And Lebanon is statistically one-third Christian, a tremendous opportunity for gospel ministry. Last February, TMAR LSESD gathered leaders from businesses, NGOs, churches, and media looking to build God's kingdom better together. Hunter Williamson with TMAR shares two encouraging results of Movement Day.
The Christian Businessmen Association has been meeting to discuss different ways that they can actually work with local churches, and also ways that they could consider the workplace as a ministry.
Second, a pastor's network has helped share wisdom on reaching Lebanon's diverse communities. Pray for strength in the midst of economic and political crises.
It's great for us to have days and events like Movement Day, but as more and more people seek to leave the country, this really affects Christian organizations and the church.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.